Amen. As we move into our scripture this morning, amen, will come from Romans, the 5th chapter. And we're just going to read the first 5 verses, the Romans 5th chapter, the first 5 verses. And it reads, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, O God, for your joy. We thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for food on our table. We thank you for clothes on our back. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. But most of all, God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, oh God, for lifting you up. We thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to praise your name today. We just want to lift your name today. We just want to glorify you today. Oh God, help us decrease that you may increase in our lives. Help us to walk the walk. Help us to talk the talk. Help us to live the life that you have us to live. Oh God, it is you and not us, God, because we need you right now in the name of Jesus. God, glorify yourself in us. Oh God, glorify yourself in your word in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. Oh God, as you've done before. Oh God, we can't do it, God, because we're nothing without you. Oh God, but through Christ Jesus, all things are possible, oh God, and we need Jesus right now in our lives. We need him at this very moment, oh God, to move on our behalf. Oh God, we ask now, oh God, that you just bless in a mighty way. Oh God, we ask now that you just bless, oh God, in lives, oh God, those that are listening, oh God, those that are right here in Florida, those that are in Alabama, those that are in Georgia, those that are in California, oh God, wherever they may be, oh God, we ask, God, we ask that you just bless them right now. Oh God, we know that you're a mighty God. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. Oh God, you're omnipotent. God, you're all powerful. Oh God, all power is in your hands. Oh God, so we're trusting in you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to move in our situation, to move in our lives, to move in our issues. Oh God, to move, oh God, in our depressed situations, to bring deliverance. Oh God, to bring us through their troubled waters. Oh God, to take us, oh God, through, oh God, the muddy waters, God, to bring us out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're trusting you right now, and we know that it's in your hands. God, you said, cast our cares on you because you care for us, God, and so we're casting them now upon the altar, wherever that altar may be. Oh God, we're casting them up on you right now in the name of Jesus. Do it for us, Lord. God, do it for us. Because we need you. We need you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, magnify yourself, oh God, among your people. Oh God, no matter what's going on in this world, oh God, we know that it's going to get better. Oh God, because we're trusting in you. In the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. Oh God, do these and all the things that we ask. Oh God, and better. Oh God, let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thine sight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Our topic, amen, hope is rising, assurance, and perseverance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. this room. You might be listening. You might be watching. And you'll say, I know we can do it, but it seems like my time has passed. And I want to encourage you, because I was reading the Even Now in Scripture, and I got to Martha because her brother Lazarus had died. And he had been dead for 4 days. And Jesus shows up. And she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that God will give you what you said. And I came to declare that it may look like your time is past, but he can still do it. Even in a death situation, he can still do it. Even if it's a miracle past time, he can still do it. He can still do it.
Amen, amen. Look at somebody and tell somebody, text somebody, scream out the window, amen, amen. Even now, he can do it, amen. It may seem like it's too late, but even now, amen, he can do it. Oh, I love that on this morning. I love that on this morning. Even now, he can do it. Even now, he can do it. Even now, he can do it. It seems like, amen, that is done, over with. He brought in, amen, Lazarus, been dead for 4 days, amen, and it seems he's stenching right now, amen, but even now, God can do it. God can do it in your situation even now. You might think it's over, but God can do it even now. You ought to just go around the house and say, even now, even now, even now, even now. Oh, glory to God. That just makes me feel good in my soul. Amen. That even now, God can do it. It's not over. It's not over. Because even now, God still can do it. I just praise him and I glorify him on this morning. Amen. We're going to come with you from the book of Romans, amen, fifth chapter to the 1 through the 5th verse. And our theme on today is hope is rising. Assurance in perseverance. Amen. Hope is rising. Amen. Assurance in perseverance. We just want to talk with you just a little bit on this morning and then try to encourage you in the Lord, in Jesus Christ, that you might have a closer walk with him, that you may have the assurance that Christ is with you. This scripture is really, 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 in all honesty, really is a Bible study scripture. It's so much into it, and there's so much intertwined in it. It really is something that should be studied and discussed on a longer term. But I really don't have the time to really get in all the details. So we just want an overview of this message on this morning, just to give you an assurance of hope in this scripture on this morning. So we're going to try and just preach just a little bit again, just to encourage you this morning. Thank you for allowing us to do it with you on this morning. And we're dealing with the book of Romans. And the Roman church is comprised of Jews and Gentiles who have come together to be the church. And Paul is now and is encouraging them. And as we take a look at what's going in society, amen, there's you know, different groups of people, and they just need encouraging. There's one side that's for the blue, and there's one side for the black. there's one side for the brown, and there's one side for the yellow. You know, it's just all types of division that's going on, and we all need to be encouraged to, amen, to be able to operate and work together, because we're living in this life and we're living in this world together. So we need to learn how to fellowship with one another and respect one another's opinions, one another's cultures, one another's lifestyles, whether we agree with it or not. But we need to learn how to live together in peace and in unity, because the Bible says so, not because Elder Hodge says so, but because the Bible says so. So, and as we look at the beginning of this year, if we look as when we went from 2019 to 2020, we were looking at this being a millennium year, a year of change. Many celebrated it as the millennium year. I've seen post after post and read many posts on social media referencing 2020, the year of a clear vision, the year of vision. There was a spirit of a new beginning. There was a spirit of renewedness. There was a fresh look on what life would have in store in 2020. A lot of people was looking for this year to be a year of clarity, a year of outbringing, of getting rid of the old and ushering in the new. But quickly, the year 2020, the year it brought confusion. It remarkably confounded for so many. It changed the lives so quickly. Businesses were closed. Educational institutions were closed. Service workers no longer could work. Essential workers was overworked, and safety equipment became scarce, and the whole world was affected. But in the midst of tribulation, in a terrible time, God provided access. God provided assurance. God awarded those who are justified by faith. What are you saying, preacher? What are you saying on this Sunday morning? Now that things are what they are and the situation is what it is, God was what he was, and God is what he is. God will be whom he will be. In other words, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Through the trials, God is. Through the storms, God is. Through the midst of trouble, God is. And when we were apart from God, God made a way for us to be a part of him. And when we are a part of God, God will be a part of us. And when you have God on your side, that ought to make you shout right there. That ought to make you feel good right there. When you have God on your side, you can say, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Somebody ought to say they comfort me. The rod and staff, they comfort me. Because we have been justified by faith. Politics can be peculiar. Paychecks can be postponed. Panic can be popular. But in God, there is peace. And with peace, we have hope. And with hope, we don't have to be ashamed. Hope is rising. Assurance in perseverance. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say glory. Somebody ought to say thank you. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah in this place? I'm just feeling God this morning. I'm just excited about his words. I'm just excited and what he's doing for us on this Sunday morning. Amen. The Roman writer Paul is listed as five results of justification. Amen. It is the peace with God, access to God, assurance from God, the indwelt by God, and the preserving by God. And I don't have time, as I said, I don't have time, amen, for us to speak on all five this morning. I just want to highlight the access, the assurance, and the indwelling, the awarding of God. Amen. And as we look, amen, at the access of God, when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we accept him as our personal Savior, when we are justified by faith, when we have peace with God, God provided us peace over 2,000 years ago. He already provided the peace. He already, amen, given us peace right now in what we're going through, right now in our trouble, right now in our trial, right now in our turmoil. Amen. God has already provided us peace over 2,000 years ago. They stretched him wide. They hung him high. He hung, bled, and died. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God already provided us peace. God already offered us his peace. And with his peace, we have access. I want to thank him on this morning. I thank God for his access. I glorify him for his access. God has given you access. God has given me access. God has given us direct access on this very morning. Ask God, somebody ought to say, do you have access? Ask somebody, walk around the house and ask them, do you have access? Do you have access on this morning? Do you have access? Do you have access? And if you believe that you have access, and you ought to just tell him thank you, amen. But if you need access, amen, it's available for you today by faith. If you believe it, you can receive it. You can go where no unrighteous man has gone before. Amen. You can experience his grace, God's unmerited favor. In his grace is peace. In his grace is power. In his grace is joy. All that I've been through, I still have joy. Amen. Do you have a joy today in the midst of COVID-19? Joy. In the midst of unstable economy? Joy. In the midst of sickness and disease? Joy. In the midst of death of loved ones? Joy. In the midst of trials? Joy. In the midst of tribulations? Joy. Somebody ought to tell them, thank you. I still have joy. Text somebody, I got joy because I have access. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have joy because I have access. Amen. Hope is rising. Assurance in perseverance. Amen. We might be going through a little something today. We might have trials on today. We might be suffering on today. We might need deliverance on today. But you can have the assurance. You can have the assurance of Jesus Christ today. Do you have the assurance? And when you have access, you have the assurance. Wake up somebody in the house with a shout and say, I have assurance. I have assurance. Say, I have hope because I have assurance. Hope is on the rise. Hope is on the rise. Hope is rising this Sunday morning. Amen. We don't like going through tribulations, and we don't like going through trouble. But Paul is reminding us that when we have the peace of God. When we have access to God through Jesus Christ. And with his peace and his assurance, trouble may come. When trouble comes, you can hold up your shield of faith. When trouble comes, you can embrace with the breastplate of righteousness. When tribulation comes, you can hold to your helmet of salvation. When tribulation comes, you can stand with your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I have a question. Do you have the assurance this morning? You don't have to answer me right now at this very moment. Amen. But do you have the assurance? Amen. This moment. I know that you don't like going through trouble. I know that you don't like having issues. I know it's painful. And I know it's uncomfortable. But with the assurance of God, Paul says, we glory in tribulations also. If you have the assurance of God, you have the joy in good times. And you can have joy in the bad times. If you have the assurance of God, amen, you can praise in pressure and you can praise in problems. If you have the assurance of God, amen, you can shout in scarcity, amen, and you can shout in sacrifice. If you have, amen, the assurance of God, because tribulation brings, tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Experience hope, amen, hope maketh not ashamed, and with God's assurance, amen, you won't be disappointed. Amen. Man may disappoint you, but God assurance. Amen. There is no disappointment. You won't be disappointed with God. It may look bad right now, but the assurance of God. You may feel bad at the moment, but the assurance of God. Amen. Hold on and don't let go. Amen. Don't let go. Amen. Right now. Amen. Because it's almost over. Amen. The pain is too much. Amen. But it's almost over. The stress is too much. But it's almost over. The depression is too much. But hold on. It's almost over. Political powers, amen, won't process my stimulus package. But it's almost over. Your job hasn't called you back to work, but it's almost over. Hope is arising. Amen. Assurance and perseverance is almost over. Amen. Hold on and hold out because help is on the way. You ought to tell somebody help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Oh God, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help, help, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. You ought to tell somebody help is on the way. And I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. And when we have access, we have assurance. And when we get the assurance of God, when we get the assurance of God, God awards us. You ought to tell somebody, I've been rewarded. The reason you need to hold on. God has already awarded you. I say, I got the victory. I have triumphed life. because God has provided, God's love has provided. God's love has shed it abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost and indwelling of his love. Yes, we've been awarded with his Holy Spirit. Wake somebody and tell him, I've been awarded. I've been awarded. Let them know I've been awarded. I've gotten an award. I have the love of God in my heart. I have the love of God in my soul. There's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And because of his love on the inside, it doesn't matter what they say. Because of the love on the inside, it don't matter what they do. Because of the love on the inside, it doesn't matter how they feel. Because of the love on the inside, greater is he that is in me than the he that's in the world. And because of the love on the inside, our hope goes beyond material. Because of love on the inside, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? My hope is rising. Your hope is rising. Assurance in perseverance. Come on and say, yeah. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Amen. Assurance in perseverance. I don't care, amen, what goes on. Amen. The world may be falling apart. Amen. But I got assurance in perseverance. Amen. Because over 2,000 years ago, amen, they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. He hung, bled, and died. Amen. And around the ninth hour, amen, he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and he gave up the ghost. And they buried him in a borrowed tomb. And I'm so glad that the tomb was borrowed. Amen. Because my hope on the third day, a man got up with all power in his hands. My hope and your hope, our hope, got up on the third day with all power. One Sunday morning, got up with all power in his hands, all power. My hope have power. Your hope have power. Do your hope have power? If your hope have power, you ought to tell somebody, I got hope and my hope have power. Oh, my hope is alive. My hope ain't dead. My hope is alive. My hope ain't dead. I have assurance in perseverance. My hope is risen. My hope is rising. My hope got up. My hope is alive. My hope is risen. And because our hope is risen, I can walk with my head up. Because my hope is risen, I can walk in confidence. When my hope is arisen, I can walk in assurance. Because my hope is risen, I can walk with access. Because my hope is risen, I can walk. Oh, I can walk. I can walk in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. My hope is named Jesus. My hope is called by Jesus. He's the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. And I thank him. I praise him. I glorify him in the name of Jesus. Come on and tell him, yeah. Come in and tell him, thank you. Come on and tell him, glory. Tell him, glory. Tell him, hallelujah. Tell him, hallelujah. Tell him, hallelujah. My hope, my hope, my hope is alive. My hope is risen. Oh, I have assurance and perseverance. No matter what goes in life, no matter what's going on around us, no matter how much they put you down, no matter how they try to put you out, no matter how they put their foot on your neck, no matter, amen, if they don't call you back to work, amen, no matter, amen, if that stimulus package don't go through, amen, no matter if you don't get elected, amen, no matter what goes on, no matter where you at in life, no matter if that sickness don't get cured on this side of life, amen, but I want you to understand that you got assurance and perseverance. Amen. Just hold on to your living hope. Amen. Because if you hold on to your living hope, everything, amen, will eventually be all right. Amen. Because you have hope and your hope is in Jesus Christ. Oh, pray with me, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come humbled before thee right now, recognizing our hope is in you. Oh God, it's not in cars, it's not in bank accounts. Oh God, it's not in homes. Oh God, it's not in clothes, it's not in shoes. Oh God, it's not in mama and daddy. Amen, sister or brother, but God is in you. Oh, our hope is in you, Father. And we look into the hills from which cometh our help, realizing our help and our strength come from you. God, we have you, oh God, and we have our hope. God, you made it possible 2,000 years ago for us to have hope, for us to have peace, for us to have love, and for us to have joy. God, we thank you right now. God, we praise you. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands right now. God, we ask that you just touch us. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit where we're at right now, in our very homes, riding down the street, walking through the mall. God, wherever we're at right now, God, we ask that you just touch us, oh God, in a mighty way. God, bless us, oh, with your Spirit, oh God, and let us know that we have that hope, oh, that hope like never before. Oh God, no matter what we're going through, no matter what circumstance may be, no matter what the issues might be, God, you are our hope, and we're trusting you right now, oh, in the name of Jesus. Just do it for us, God. Oh God, just do it for us. Make a way out of no way. Be a bridge over troubled waters, and we'll trust you, God, to do it for us. God, we know that you can. Father God, we know that you're able. So God, just do it for us. Let your will be done in our lives. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. Do it for us, Lord. Oh, we'll be most grateful. We'll be most thankful. We'll be most appreciative. But Lord, even if you don't, God, we know that you can. And we know that you're still God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We glorify you. If you are on the lines right now, if you're listening right now, and you have no hope, if you've lost your hope in all the turmoil that's going on in this society and in life, it could be your job. It could be your finances. It could be relationships. It could be, I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what's troubling you. I'm just a mere mortal man. I don't know, whatever it might be. Amen. But God knows. Jesus knows. And I want to encourage you right now to have a relationship with him. Because if you have a relationship with him, he can be your hope. Amen. He is the hope. He is the hope of salvation. He is the hope of life. He is life everlasting. He said, I am the truth and the life. Yes. And you can trust in him. You can hope in him. Man may disappoint you. Man may put you down. Man may let you down. but you can have hope in Christ. There's no disappointment in him. Amen. For he will, amen, take care of you. And I want you to just have a relationship with him right now in the name of Jesus. If you'll just pray this prayer with me, Lord, forgive me. Forgive my sins. Father, I believe that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. Amen. And he lived on earth. Amen. And he died on the cross for my sins. Amen. Made it possible for me to have a right to the tree of life. He rose again on the third day and he ascended into heaven and he sits on the right hand side of the Father making intercession for me right now. Oh, and I believe it. Oh, and I confess it in my heart and with my mouth. The Bible says, if you confess it with your mouth and believe it on your heart, that you are saved. And I'm just crazy enough to believe what the Word of God says. I am crazy enough to believe that you are saved right now. I am crazy enough to believe that you, amen, are saved, because the Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it with your heart, you are saved. And I want you to believe just as much as I believe that you are saved. Now, what you got to do now is strengthen your faith, amen, and grow in his grace. Amen. Read your Bible. Get closer to his word. Amen. Grow your relationship with him. Amen. That you may become a stronger Christian. But I declare right now that ye are saved. Amen. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for another Sunday morning. We just want to praise you, we want to lift you up, and we just want to glorify his name, and we just ask that you continue to pray for us, pray for this ministry, bless us in his prayers. Just remember us in your prayers, amen, because we just want to do what God have for us to do and live a righteous life before you, that we may encourage you to live a closer life with him. Thank you. God bless you. If you want to hear this message again, it will be on Facebook. Amen. It will be on through audio on the website, Triumph Life Ministries /sermons, or you just go to triumphlifeministries.com. There will be a sermon link at the top. All of the previous sermons would be recorded there in audio. The video will be on Facebook. And I will at some point remember to record so we can do it on post them on YouTube. But right now they will be there for your hearing and your listening and your watching. And we have faith. Share it, share it, share it, share it. If it encourages you, amen, share it with somebody else so it can encourage them. We praise you, we thank you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. The benediction, may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.